It is a privilege to come and share the word once again.
这是我的荣幸能在这里分享神的话。
Thank you for all your prayers. The Giants did much better last year.
感谢主一直为我的祷告。
But not so much the Patriots. You don't have to translate. Today we will be reading from Galatians chapter 5.
我们读加拉太书第五章。
We will start in verse 16.
从第十六节开始。
So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
我说你们当顺从圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌。
They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
使你们不能做所愿意做的，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
The acts of the flesh are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition.
对。情欲的事是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、行邪术、仇恨、憎敬、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
Dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like, I warn you, as I did before, those who live in this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事必不能承受神的国。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督的人是已经把肉体连肉体的情欲同钉在十字架上了。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, and let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
我们若靠圣灵而生，就当靠圣灵行事。不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
In the past couple of weeks, working with the New York Giants football team, we had something called the NFL draft.
上两周，我跟那个纽约巨人队一起工作的时候，我们在招这个新的球员。
It is a process in which we pick players that played in college to play professional football.
那这个整个的过程是从大学队招这些球员到职业队来比赛。
They look at many different qualities, strength, speed, ability, IQ, intelligence.
他们有不同的这个选择的条件，比如说他们的力量，他们的这个速度，还有他们的智能。
On a side note, they even look as far back as seventh grade through the social media accounts of the players they are looking at picking.
他们甚至从他们的社交网站七年级开始的社交网站看这些球员们他们所看的和所post 的东西。
So as always, I always tell my students, be careful what you post.
所以我一直跟我的学生们说，小心你们放在网站上的东西。
But I remember one of the coaches bringing up a story.
我记得一个这个教练讲一个故事。
And he said there was a coach who was much younger recruiting players for his high school football team.
在很年轻的时候，在这个高中的时候为他的球队选球员。
And he told one of his assistant coaches, I want you to go to all the lower level schools, middle schools, and find me the best players.
我跟他的这个助理说，你到这个低一点的学校，就是这种初中找最好的球员。
The coach said, okay.
那个助理说好的。
But the head coach said once again, don't get me a player who gets knocked down and then stays down.
不要给我选一个球员被撞倒了，他就一直趴在那里。
The assistant coach said, okay.
那个助理的教练说可以。
But as he was walking towards the door, the head coach said, also don't get me a player who gets knocked down but gets up, and then when he gets knocked down a second time, stays down.
也不要给我那个他还没走到门口那个这个主教练跟他说别给我找一个这样的球员被撞倒了他起来但是第二次撞倒就趴在那里了。
The assistant coach said, "Okay, I know who you're looking for."
他我知道你要选谁。
But as he went to leave, the coach stopped him again and said, "Also, don't get me a player who gets knocked down, comes back up." Gets knocked down again, comes back up, but on a third time gets knocked down and then stays down.
在他出去的时候，第三次那个主教练让他跟他说不要给我找一个被撞倒三次爬不起来的人。
The assistant coach said, "Okay, I know what you want."
那个副教练说我知道你要找什么样的人了。
The head coach said, "Okay, tell me what I want."
告诉我你要找什么样的人呢？
The assistant coach said, "You're looking for a player that can get knocked down, come back up, get knocked down, come back up, get knocked down, come back up, and stay up four times."
你要帮找一个被撞倒又起来第四次还能站起来的人。
The head coach said, "No, I'm looking for the player who's been knocking down all these players."
我要找一个能够把这些所有这样的人撞倒的人。
Too often in Christ.I feel our walk is much like the assistant coach's understanding of what it means.
许多时候我们觉得我们在主里面的生活就像这个副教练所理解的这样子。
Sometimes I feel we can be so defensive of trying to make sure we avoid the enemy's traps.
我们都好像在防御这个敌人对我们的这个陷阱。
And how many times we mess up, or how many times we fall.
很多时候我们做错事，很多时候我们跌倒。
When here the apostle Paul is talking to us about a much different way of approaching this life.
在这里加拉太书里面，保罗向着这些我们说一个不同的处理的方式。
The apostle Paul is talking about walking, being led by the Spirit.Not just defensively, but offensively for the kingdom of God.
这里面不光是我们负面的说受圣灵的带领，而是主动的有圣灵来引导我们。
Yes, understanding we have an enemy, but also understanding we have a responsibility to be offensive through His power.
不光是我们知道我们一个仇敌，而且知道靠着圣灵的能力，我们可以攻击敌人。
There was a concept.By a economist named Nassim Taleb.
有一个这个经济学家有这样的观念。
He called it anti-fragility.
Okay. 就是那个
anti-fragility. Yeah.
对抗疲倦。
He said, "If something is fragile, when it falls, it breaks."
对抗这个脆弱，当一个脆弱的东西摔在地上，就摔碎了。
If something is resilient, like plastic, when it falls, it bounces back.
就像这个塑胶瓶一样，它们可以有足够的承受力，摔在地上，它重新的又跳起来。
But he said the concept of anti-fragile.Is when something falls, it actually gets stronger each time it falls.
这个抵抗摔脆弱这样的东西是每次摔倒的时候，它起来变得更加强壮。
In a way, I believe this is what Paul is encouraging us to walk in the Spirit.
在这里面，保罗所说的在圣灵里面行，就是这样的概念。
In Matthew chapter 7,
在马太福音第七章
it talks about two ways of building.
这两个不同的建筑
Verse 24 it talks about the wise and the foolish builder.
这里讲到一个聪明的和一个愚拙的建筑人
See, as we read and my brother said earlier,
刚刚我弟兄所想的
These fruits of the Spirit, or actually, correct myself, fruit of the Spirit.
这是单数的这个果子，不是双数的果子。
Is not something that we produce with our own power.
不是靠着我们自己的能力去结出的。
It is something the work of the Spirit produces through us.
而是圣灵的工作在我们里面结出果子来。
We cannot will ourselves to be more loving.
我们不是立定心智可以结出果子。
We cannot will ourselves to be more patient today.
我们不可以立定心智说我变得更加会忍耐。
But anything that grows on a tree, the tree has roots.
在任何在树上所结出的东西，因为树是有根的。
And depending on ourselves growing deep in the Word of God will depend on the fruit we produce.
这是在我们在主的话里面扎根有多少，我们里面的果子就会有多少。
I feel that is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
That is what the Apostle Paul is calling us to.
这是使徒保罗所告诉我们的。
Will we grow deep roots?
我们是不是也需要扎根在主的里面？
In the foundation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在我们耶稣基督的根基上。
Jesus talked about this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
在马太福音第7章24节这里说，
Therefore, anyone who hears the words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
The rain came down and the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fail because it had its foundations on the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
The rains came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house and it fell with a great crash.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
It's interesting because in this part of the world where he was speaking,
很有趣的，在这里面讲所说的神的话。
It would often go through very great droughts.
在那里面常常，这里面这个地区常常会干旱。
And so oftentimes sand would be so starved for water that it would harden to the point of looking like rock.
很多的时候，沙土会坚硬到就像石头一样坚硬。
Until moisture eventually comes. And it's revealed to be sand and not really rock.
只等到那些水来的时候，发觉那个沙子就是沙子，不是磐石。
I feel that is oftentimes what we do. We don't mean to build on sand, but we get distracted.
很多时候好像我们就这样做，我们没有不是有意愿把我们的房子建在沙土上。
We don't knowingly say, I want to build my life on foolish grounds.
不是我们故意的把一些我们的生活建在这种愚蠢的根基上。
But by not being rooted in the word, we can't tell the difference between sand and rock in dry times.
如果我们不把根基建在主的话语上，我们没法分辨我们到底是建在磐石上呢，还是建在沙土上。
It's interesting, I had some chance to do some work with the FBI recently.
最近我跟 FBI 有一些合作。
Just some speaking, I was not in trouble.
只是在那里谈一谈讲演，我们并没有问题。
And I asked them something that I remembered from my childhood.
我问他们一些我小时候的事情。
In high school, there was, I would say, acquaintance of mine.
在我的小时候，我遇到一个人。
I say acquaintance because he was not my friend. I do not want to be an accessory to what he was doing.
我说只是我们一个偶遇而已，他实在不是你所希望的那种朋友。
But he would print fake money at home.
他在家里造假币。
And unfortunately, our lunch ladies were not very discerning.
这个我们的这个卖午餐的这个女士并不会分辨。
And he would bring in a $20 bill and buy one fruit snacks and then keep the real change.
他买用20块钱就买一个一个点心就把其他的真钱给收下来了。
I remember this continued for quite a while until I noticed men with suits in the main office one day.
这一段时间已经发生了一段时间，直到呢有一个穿着制服的人来到了这个办公室里面。
Needless to say, after that day, he was not in school for quite some time.
经过那天以后，他被停学了一段的时间。
And I remember asking them, how can they tell the difference between fake money and real money?
我就问他，你怎么只能够分辨是一个真钱还是假钱呢？
Obviously, there's so many different types of ways you can counterfeit money. They must study all the different types.
那有不同的方法来制造假币，他一定是把所有的这种制造假币的这种假钱都知道了。
But at the offices over in Newark, right there for the FBI, he said, actually, we do the opposite.
在纽瓦克市的那个 FBI 的工作人员这样说，我们做的刚刚恰恰相反。
He said the first process of being a counterfeit investigator is studying the real currency so much that you can obviously tell a fake.
这种反假币的制造假币的这样的工作人员，第一个叫要学习不同的真钱，当认识真钱的时候，你就能够分辨出什么是假的。
I believe this is what Jesus and Paul were talking about. When we walk by the Spirit, we are going to understand what it is to have true communion with Christ.
这里讲到我们在圣灵里面行，就是保罗也是基督向我们所说的这是真实的生活在圣灵的里面。
We realize we have an enemy, but we don't need to study every single one of his schemes.
我们知道我们一个仇敌，但是我们不需要了解他所有仇敌的诡计。
Oftentimes, we just need to focus on the real thing.
我们应该注重在那真实的东西上。
It's interesting because when we develop this root system,
当我们慢慢建造我们的根系的时候。
The other interesting thing to notice in Galatians 5 is that the Apostle Paul doesn't call it the fruits of the Spirit.
这里面很有趣的，保罗并没有说果子是一个复数的果子。
You'll notice in verse 19 when he's talking about the works of the flesh, he says works.
在这第相反的，在十九节那里面讲到这个肉体的工作是个复数的词。
But when he talks about the fruit, though he mentions many qualities, it is singular.
虽然他讲到这个圣灵果子的不同的性质，但是他是用一个单数词。
Much like the idea of focusing on the real thing, I believe he's trying to tell us that when we have one of them, we're able to achieve all.
这里让保罗提醒我们，让我们看那些真实的东西，那是单一的东西。
When we focus on humbling ourselves before the Word of God,
当我们在主的话面前谦卑的时候，
all of these will grow at once.
所有这一切同时的要发生。
Personally, I would love to see that type of tree.
我个人来讲，我很巴不得看到这样的树。
I would love to see the type of tree that will have an orange on one branch, an apple on another branch.
我很希望看到一个树上又有橘子又有苹果。
Personally, not a durian fruit. I don't enjoy those.
我并不喜欢那个叫什么芭乐是吧？
But that's just my preference.
Yeah.
But I think that is what the Apostle Paul was trying to say, that as we focus on submitting our lives to the Word of God, these begin to grow in many varieties.
当我们在降服在主的话语的里面的时候，圣灵果子不各个方面同时的在我们里面生长起来。
In the flesh, we would pick and choose.
在我们肉体里面会有不同的选择。
In the flesh, we would say, "Oh, I'm working on my patience today, but not my love."
今天我们说我们在我们这个忍耐上工作，但是没法做爱。
Or I'm working on my faithful with faithfulness with you, but not my goodness.
我们从信实上来工作，但是我们没有办法工作在良善上。
In the spirit, all of these at the same time happen.
在灵里面，这一切同时的发生。
But once again, it takes us being humble.
我们需要降杯。
Humbling ourselves underneath the hand of God.
谦卑在主大能的手下。
Like our example, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and became a man.
就像我们主自己一样，他成为人的样式。
It's interesting, a number of years ago, I felt this humbling in my life.
在多年以前，主使我降杯。
Things were growing quite well, and if you asked me, I would say I was producing much fruit.
有的时候，在我生命里面，我觉得活得很爽，我觉得自己。 结了很多的果子。
Once again, I was incorrect, but I would say I was producing fruit, which is.
因为我自己是错的，我觉得我自己结了许多的果子。
As we all know, many things happened about 3 years ago.
在很多事情3年前发生了。
Many of our lives changed.
我们每个人的生命都受到影响和改变。
And I went from getting on a plane, sometimes speaking 3 or 4 times a week.
我有的时候一周可以到外面讲演3-4次
to being at home
一直就留在家里了3年
it was humbling
那是我降杯的经历
income was affected
也是很有功效的
relationships were affected
受影响的我家庭的关系也受了影响
and so I went and tried to find a source of employment that I thought was best.
我也找不同的工作，最适合我的工作。
I still was teaching over Google Classroom.
我也在 Google Classroom继续教这些孩子们。
But I looked for other ways to supplement income.
我也找其他这种赚钱的方式。
So I went to the thing that I enjoyed most.
我到了一个最喜欢的地方。
Coffee.
咖啡。
And I thought, well, I enjoy it, so naturally this must be pretty easy.
我喜欢喝咖啡，我想做咖啡生意应该不错吧。
Anybody else enjoy coffee here?
大家都喜欢喝咖啡吗？
Tea?
喜欢喝茶吗？
Okay. We'll see which is better later.
我们看看咖啡好还是茶比较好。
But I remember beginning to work in a coffee shop.
我开始在一个咖啡馆里工作。
At 5 o'clock in the morning in Manhattan.
在5点钟在曼哈顿的曼哈顿
and I got humbled very quickly
我马上就被降杯了
see I'm not sure if you know this but
我不晓得大家知不知道
in order to make what they call espresso and lattes
我们要做一个 espresso 拉铁
you need a series of equipment
你需要不同的工具
The first thing you have to do is wear an apron every day or else you get fined.
你必须要戴上这种围裙，不然的话你会被罚款。
And then after you put your apron on, then you must wear their hat. I did not bring that with me.
Did you bring the patriot hat?
Bad memories.
你还要戴上头发，这个帽子。
And after you... I'll give you 1 second. Next, you need a scale.
第二个，你要拿一个秤。
Of course, coffee.
还有咖啡。
This is called a basket where you put the coffee inside of.
这你把咖啡放在里压，把咖啡压紧的东西。 Man, we need a bigger table. Need help? Yeah.
Yeah.
拿不出来。
You get the idea.
大家知道我在说什么了吧？
It is an espresso grinder from Italy.
这是打那个咖啡豆的 espresso 咖啡豆的东西。
And it grinds at a very fast rate, very finely.
把这个咖啡打很快的打击的咖啡豆，把它磨得很碎。
So you take your beans and then you put them in the grinder.
你把这个咖啡豆放在这个打碎机里面。
And then you set it for a certain setting.
你把它放在一个你要设定的那个里面速度。
And then you press it, but the first time it comes out, it's not good enough yet.
第一次出来的并不很好。
So you have to adjust it just by a small millimeter to a next setting.
那你要把它调一厘米左右一毫米左右。
You need to put 40 grams in, 20 grams in, and get 40 grams of espresso out.
你从这里放二十克的，把可以滴出四十克的咖啡来。
That is why you have this scale right here.
所以你有一个这个秤。
And every cup needs to be measured perfectly.
每一个杯子都必须要称得很准。
People say that people in New York got friendlier.During the pandemic,
很多时候觉得这个疫情的期间，纽约的人变得更加的友善。
Not before their coffee.
在拿到咖啡之前，并不是这样子的。
And I would be standing there learning how to make coffee, and people would be saying all manner of, let's just say, not so nice things about me.
在很多的时候，在那里学怎么做咖啡的时候，那些人的态度语气并不是很友善的。
They would say I was too slow, I was not good enough, I did not make their coffee right.
他说我太慢了，我并不做得不好把咖啡也做得不好吃，不好喝。
And honestly, sometimes they were not wrong.
很多的时候他并不是错的。
But it's amazing because standing there, trying to make their coffee correctly.
在那里我要做出一个合他们口味的咖啡。
With expensive machines like this all around me and by myself.
在很多的时候，在这里很多这种很昂贵的机器在我背后。
God began to teach me.
神在那里向我说话。
I began to learn how to depend on His Spirit.
那时候我要依靠他的灵。
On planes flying across the country, I would tell you, oh yes, of course.
我飞机飞到全国的各个地方，我说 OK, yes.
I'm kind, I'm loving, I'm humble.
我在那个时候我很良善，我很谦卑。
And maybe I was, but it was not through His power.
那时候可能我是的，但是不是靠着他的力量。
It was not the unconditional agape love which Jesus Christ
shows. 那不是那神圣的没有条件的爱在我的里面。
It was not with the patience that He shows.In our weakness.
不是他的这个忍耐在我的软弱的里面。
It was not with the joy, chara in Greek, that he shows, that he showed in his suffering.
这并不是他的那个喜乐，因着他的所忍受的痛苦。
It says in Hebrews chapter 12 that for the joy set before him, he endured shame and the cross.
在这个希伯来书那里面，就是因着前面所预备的喜乐，他经历了忍受了十字架的痛苦。
I began to understand what it meant to endure shame.
我慢慢的明白了，理解了什么叫忍耐这种羞辱。
Even though it was something as silly as coffee.
就像这种很这个咖啡一样，可笑的咖啡一样。
I had to come to a point where I would.
到一个地步
，get on my knees in the coffee shop before we opened at 5 a.m.
在五点钟开门之前，我就在那里跪下来。
And I would ask God to give me strength.
求主给我力量。
To walk according to His Spirit.
让我可以顺着他的灵而行。
And it's amazing what He did.
感谢主他所做的。
I went from being the worst barista.
我从这个最烂的这种做咖啡的人。
To by his power becoming so good that I got put over 10 different shops.
在靠着他的能力，我实在变得很棒，而且放在十家不同的店的里面。
Because he gave me love for those that I did not want to love.
给我那些爱，让我即使我不想爱的时候，他给我足够的爱。
He helped me to be faithful when I did not feel like showing up.
他让我可以这个忠心，有的时候我甚至不想去工作。
He helped me to be patient with new individuals as a witness.
让我可以忍耐，让我成为他自己的见证。
And the amazing thing is, now we have the ability to open up our own coffee shop and be able to spread the gospel through that in my home city of Union City.
在更奇妙的，我可以自己开自己的店，在那里借着我这个店，在 Union City 可以传福音。
We open up on June 1st, so if you want some good coffee, you know where to come.
我们六月一号就是我女儿生日的时候，她家店开门。That's my daughter's birthday. I translate.
Are you serious? Yeah. Awesome. Happy birthday.
Yeah. She's there. Yeah.
It'll be a place where not only will we give coffee, but we will be teaching individuals who unfortunately have been involved in jail.
我在那里不光我要给他们喝咖啡，而且告诉他们那些从前做过奸的人教导他们。
Because in Matthew it says, when you've done it for the least of these, you've done it unto me.
在马太福音那里，你在小子里做最小的那一位，你坐在我的身上。
We will be teaching them the trade of coffee, but also teaching them the love of Jesus.
我们不光是让他们知道如何做咖啡，而且让他们知道主的爱。
And it's interesting because if I had never gone through that experience 3 years ago, we would not be doing this today.
我们前几年，若不是前几年我有这样的经历，今年我不可能有这样的做这样的事情。
There is a saying, and you might have heard it before, that says, to be honored, to be trusted with pain.
在那里，我不晓得有这样的说法，大家有没有听过？你受痛苦的经历和荣耀。
Another quote puts it this way, God rarely uses those he has not sorely tried.
Sorry. Oh, okay. 如果神没有试炼的，他自己不会用的。
It's going through the storms when our roots have been laid down.
我们的根系扎根的时候，我们经过这些风暴。
It's realizing sometimes the hard way that our foundation was not as strong as we thought.
很多的时候，我们经过这些，我们学这样的功课的时候，发觉我们的根系扎得并不够深。
I believe the Apostle Paul was not simply mentioning these spirits to bear fruit while we are in this beautiful building.
我们这里。这个保罗这里讲到，我们这里结果子，并不是因为我们坐在一个很漂亮的一个教堂的里面。
But that our fruit would be evident while we are at work.
是我们这样的果子在我们工作里面可以显出来。
While we are at school.
在我们学校里面可以显出来。
And especially while we are at home, where it is the most difficult place at times.
特别在家里面，特别难彰显出圣灵果子的地方，就是我们的家里。
It's interesting though because even though we will not focus on him, it is important that we recognize the devil's schemes.
我们要不光是我们要定睛在他的身上，我们要看到魔鬼撒旦的他的诡计。
See, unfortunately, David realized his schemes too well.
很多时候，这个很不幸的大卫看到撒旦的诡计。
Very quickly, we all know David was a man after God's own heart.
我们都知道大卫是合主心意的人。
But he realized to implement three basic principles.
他知道有三件他的一个重要的原则。
The enemy wishes to steal, to kill, and destroy. That is what is said about him.
圣经上所说的敌人来是偷窃、毁坏。
But he does this very subtly.
他常常是很悄悄的就做了。
We see this example of how he will attack our walk in the Spirit.
我们常常会发觉在我们跟主而靠着圣灵而行的时候被攻击。
And Samuel, we all know the story of David and Bathsheba.
我们都知道在撒母耳记所记的大卫跟拔示巴。
But what's interesting is we can see three key components very quickly that can also befall us.
那我们也可以看到三件很重要的事情会摆在我们的面前。
It starts in the first verse.
第一个第一句。
Of Samuel chapter 2, 2 Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下第十一章第二节。
Way before he had an adulterous affair with Bathsheba.
在他这个跟拔示巴这个有外遇之前。
It says in the first verse of 2 Samuel chapter 11, in the spring, at the time when kings go off to war.
在等一下 ，give me a second. Okay. 一日You said verse what? Verse one.
Verse one, yes.
Okay. 过了一年，当列王出战的时候。
It says in the spring when kings go off to war.
在这个英文的翻译里面，在春天的时候。列王出战的时候
，David the king sent Joab his general out to war with the army.
大卫又差派约雅率领臣仆和以色列众人出战。
Said they destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at home.
他们打败了亚门人，围攻拉巴，大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
I feel the first way the enemy tries to disrupt us walking in the Spirit is to give us the opportunity to change our patterns.
在第一个就是让我们可以我们习惯的这个习惯的属灵的程序里面，神来这个魔鬼撒旦让我们扰乱，把我们扰乱。
The pattern was for him to do his job at war.
Pattern 中文怎么说？模式啊，这个我大卫的模式是应该行主的工作，做主的工作，出战啊。
I will be honest. I notice I fall into the schemes of the enemy when I'm on vacation more than when I have a work week.
当我去去外面住假的时候，常常会陷在魔鬼撒旦的诡计的里面。
I'm more susceptible to not walking in the Spirit on an off day than I am a day full of things I need to depend on His power for.
我常常没有好好的跟圣灵而行，在我放假的时候。
I'm not saying we have to wake up at 4:30 a.m. in prayer every day.
我不见得在说每天四点半我们起来去祷告。
But I think it's important we still keep the pattern of coming to Him in prayer before else, even if we wake up at 9 a.m.
我们实在需要保持这样的习惯。每天早晨起来第一件事情就要祷告。
There is a challenge I've given every Giants player who wants to grow in his walk in the Spirit.
在巨人队里面有很多愿意走主行主圣灵的路的这样的球员的里面，我给他这样的挑战。
I tell him scripture before phone.
读一段圣经，在你用你的这个电话之前先读圣经。
I said, no matter what, scripture before phone.
不管你做什么，用你电话之前先读一句经文。
I'm not saying you have to read the whole book of Leviticus before you look at your phone.
不见得你要把整个利未记读完，你再开电话。
But make it a habit that the first thing you look at in the morning is God's word before you look at man's word.
养成这样的习惯，当你这个看人的话之前，先读神的话。
That we listen to what our Lord and Savior has said about us before we listen to the opinions of men.
当我们看人的所的意见之前，我们看看主耶稣基督我们的救主向我们说什么意见。
A pattern.
一个模式。
If David had simply adhered to a pattern, he might not have fallen.
如果他大卫还在按照从前这个出战的习惯模式来说，他们就不会这样的犯罪。
And when we neglect our patterns, we start to go to the wrong place.
当我们离开我们的模式的时候，我们就走到不同的地方。
It says even though they had victory in different places, David stayed at home.
虽然他们在不同的地方得胜，但是大卫仍住在家里面。
Many of us would say, but that's a great place to be at home with your family.
有人可能说，在家里跟家人在一起是个多好的地方呢？
And that is true, much like the Apostle Paul said, a man must have his house in order at home before he can minister to others.
就像保罗所说的，的确是的，我们需要把家里治理好，才可以治理教会。
However, when the Spirit has led you someplace else, that is disobedience.
但是如果灵带你去不同的地方的时候，你再次违反了圣灵的带领。
So because he was practicing the wrong pattern, he soon was in the wrong place.
他在不同的模式去生活的时候，他马上就陷到了这个试探的里面。
Soon he will fall into adultery with Bathsheba because he is in the wrong place.
不同的很快的时候，他就跟这个拔示巴犯了奸淫。
You could almost boil it down to three P's: wrong pattern, wrong place, leads to being with the wrong people.
第一个不同的模式，第二个不同的这个错的地方，第三个错的人。
But it's interesting because David himself wrote about that in Psalm chapter 1 many years earlier.
在很多多年之后，大卫从这个诗篇第 chapter 1 or 51?
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Psalm chapter 1.
第一章诗篇第一章里面，他讲了这样的话。
David writes, "Blessed is the man who does not walk with the sinners."
他说不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Does not stand with the scoffers.
不占罪人的道路。
And does not sit with the ungodly.
不坐亵慢人的座位。
Pattern, place, people.
模式、地方、人。
I feel as we look to walk by the Spirit, we must be aware of those three schemes of the enemy in our life.
我们当我们跟主而的灵而行的时候，我们要看明白仇敌的诡计。
There's a type of substance that I feel illustrates this idea of being anti-fragile.
有一个东西我可以让大家看一看什么叫反脆弱。
See, Paul was giving us the blueprint of how to be anti-fragile in our Christian walk.
保罗给我们一个蓝图，让我们如何抗拒这个脆弱。
How when we encounter these distractions, these pitfalls, we actually become stronger, and not become weaker.
当我们遇到这些扰乱，遇到这些让人跌倒的事情的时候，我们不会摔碎，而是变得更加的强壮。
David will eventually bounce back, but there are consequences for his actions that will last the rest of his life.
虽然大卫又站起来了，但是他却受到了极大的亏损。
There is a substance that you may have heard of. It's called a 3OD.
有一个东西叫 3OD. Okay.
It is found inside our helmets.
在这个头盔里面可以看得到。
This may look like simple pattern.
这里好像是一个简单的一个模式一样。
But in order to deal with the force of getting hit by over sometimes 500 pounds of pressure.
当你要对付这种500磅以上的这种压力撞击的时候。
A special substance is used.
有一种特别的东西。
To my intelligent chemistry friends, it is called an anti-Newtonian fluid.
就是他说的那个东西。
And it looks like simple clay.
就像一个粘土一样。
And seems to just be flexible and stretchy.
很软，而且可以拉得很长。
However, if you take it and you cover something with it,
如果你把它盖在一个东西的上面，
and make sure it is completely covered and engulfed,
如果是完全的把它这个
and
盖起来
and place it firmly against something with a strong foundation，
把它放在一个坚固的一个地方。
The molecules inside of it they react quite differently。
这里面的分子有不同的有不同的那个。
Do you have insurance？
就有不同的反应。
And when you hit it，
当你撞的时候
，the molecules become rigid in a split second。
它这些分子就马上的就变得更加坚硬。
And so something that would normally be quite painful on a normal finger。
如果是打到这个手指上会很痛。
When it hits this material，
当你撞到这个物上面的时候
，it's actually quite protected。
这是完全的受到保护。
It actually gets stronger the harder you hit it。
越你打得越重，它变得越坚硬。
For the sake of not going to the hospital, I will not hit it much harder。
我就打得这样就可以了。
But it takes two properties in order to do this。
需要两件事情，这件事情可以
it
才可以成功。
You must completely cover the area. You cannot simply take a small piece and put it right here on the finger and expect it to cover the whole to protect the whole hand。
第一个，你需要把整个手都要盖住，不能说拿一小块放在手指上就整个手就盖住了。
Too often in our walk with Jesus Christ, we only want a small drop of His blood. We do not want to be covered in it.
很多的时候我们跟主而行的时候，我们只要主的一滴血就可以了，不要整个人被主遮盖，宝血遮盖。
But He shed His blood on a cross to be cover our whole entire lives, not just the ones we want to pick and choose.
他为我们在十字架上流血，让我们把我们一生都被主的血遮盖住，不光是遮盖一点点而已。
The other thing is this must also, to work best, be backed by a foundation.
它必须在一个很坚固的根基的下面。
It can still protect you to agree if your hand is in the air and you get hit by something.
如果就是你没有一个根基的话，它还会帮助你一点。
But they actually make gloves that have this material for those who work on oil rigs with heavy machinery.
当也他们用这种治疗的东西给那些用重型工具的那些人放在他的手套的里面。
And they say that if you cannot move your hand out of the way quick enough from getting hit, make sure you place it against something flat before the impact, and it will protect it.
如果你没办法躲开那个撞击的时候，你要把你的手放在一个坚固的一个平的地方。
This once goes back to Matthew chapter 7, our foundation.
就回到马太福音第七章那里讲到我们的根基。
We cannot expect His protection if we continue to build on sand.
我们不能一直说我们继续把我们的房子建在沙土上，还要他来保护我们。
There was an environmental disaster that occurred in our country during the early 1900s.
从前90年代初的时候在我们中间在我们国家发生了一个重大的自然灾害。
As a history professor, I remember learning about it, and it was self-inflicted because of our over farming certain crops.
这是我们人为的一个灾害，因为我们种一种的这种植物种太多了。
It was called the Dust Bowl.
Oh, what is it?
Dust Bowl?
Dust Bowl, okay.
It was where great clouds of dust would come across areas of Oklahoma, Texas,
okay.
And create crippling drought.
就像那种雾霾一样，就让它这种灰在这几个州里面就造成了干旱。
Nothing could grow.
什么都不能生长。
Many individuals moved away.
很多人就搬开那里了。
But there was a certain group of individuals who decided to stay.
但是有一些人就决定留在那里。
They admitted they were part of the problem because they overfarmed their land.
他承认这是他们的错，因为在那里过分的耕种。
But they said we want to stay and try to change it.
我们要留在这里把这个事情改变。
They called themselves the Last Man Club.
他们说他们是最后的一群人。
The women were also allowed.
女人也允许留在那里。
And they would have a sign on the back of all their meetings.
在他们的这个in their where meetings?
Meetings.
meeting. 在他们所有的聚会的里面，他有这样的一个广告。
And the motto of their club was quite simple.
他们的模式是很简单的。
It said, "Grab a root and growl."
拿一个根去做这件事情。
And men find a foundation and don't let go.
抓住那个根，不要让它离开。
I feel this is what Paul would leave us with.
这是保罗让我们所说的做的事情。
Grab a root and growl.
抓住一个根。
In this walk of the Spirit, we don't make the fruit.
在这个圣灵里面，我们不能造这些果子。
But we can be responsible for nourishing and growing roots.
但是我们可以有责任，也有这样的义务，去让这些根能够生长。
In the patterns we keep each day.
在我们每天的生活的模式的里面，
In the places we allow ourselves to go.
我们去所去的地方。
By places, I also mean the things that we look at and the places we go mentally when we look at things on our phones or televisions.
我们眼睛所看见的，我们所电视里所看的，我们电话里面所看的这些东西。
And lastly, with the people that we allow in our lives.
还有我们所遇见的人。
I feel when we are led by the Spirit, that is when God can truly show His power.
实在靠着他圣灵的能力，神能显出他的大能来。
And we can live with a courage that only comes from Him.
我们靠着这样的勇气是从他来的，唯一从他来的勇气。
We like Paul can face death and not be afraid.
我们就像保罗一样，面对死亡却没有惧怕。
I will show very quickly a picture of something I feel the Spirit has led me and my family to do.
我想给大家看一个照片，是实在圣灵今天催逼我，让我看见我跟我的家人所经历的。
Besides a coffee shop, we want to spread the love of Jesus Christ.
不光是我们在这里要开一个咖啡店，而且我们要显出神的爱来，彰显神的爱。
We feel led to help those that have been involved and are trying to get out of gangs.
我们也希望能够帮助那些从黑社会里面愿意从黑社会里面出来的人。
I believe God loves them and He has a plan for their life.
让神知道他们被神所爱，神在他们身上有计划。
But too often many of them at first might not come to a gathering like this on a Sunday morning.
很多的时候他们不愿意来到这样的周日的聚会的里面。
So I feel if we cannot get them to come to a gathering at first, maybe we need to bring the gathering to them.
他们不愿意在这里聚会，但是我们需要把聚会带到他们那里。
But I've also realized sometimes they need a bit of incentive.
在那里他们可能需要一些的好处。
And part of that incentive is they like to work out.
他们喜欢做运动。
I think when you love a people, you'll find out what they enjoy.
你爱人的话，知道他们喜欢做什么事情。
And so if we could put up that first picture, I believe it says truck one.
你把这个。
Was able to find an army truck.
我找到一个军车。
And being these individuals that we're trying to reach like to work out.
在那里，他们很喜欢做运动。
We decided if they won't come to us, we'll go to them.
他们不愿意来我们这里，但是我们要到他那里去。
And so it looks just like an army truck. However, if you could go to the next picture,
这就像一个军车一样。
It transforms into a whole gym.
在这里变成了一个运动场一样的东西。
And the next picture.
下一个。
It's kind of like that transformer robot you see on TV.
就像那个变形金刚一样。
And you can do a whole entire workout with up to 50 people off of the truck.
你在那个一个车里面可以50个人一同的做运动。
And so as crazy as it sounds, it's our ambition as a family to go to different parts around the state.
我们希望能够在纽泽西不同的，在全国不同的地方，
places that have been affected by gang violence.
在那里面有黑帮的地方，
individuals who do not know the love of Jesus.
在那里面不认识主的爱的地方，
give them a workout.
让他们在这里做运动，
but give them the truth.
告诉他们什么是真理，
give them the gospel.
告诉他们什么是福音，
the good news.
什么是好消息。
And they would not only get stronger physically,
不光是他们肌肉可以变得更加强壮，
but get stronger where it really counts.
在心里面得到强壮，真实的那个刚强。
As a man and woman of God.
成为神的属神的男人女人。
If you feel led to join us, please let me know.
如果你要跟我一起同工的话，跟我讲一声。
That is the path I feel led by the Spirit to this summer.
这是我觉得主带领我的道路。
Some people say, well, what if it doesn't work?
好，如果有人问我，如果这样，如果做不成功怎么办？
I feel that's not the question to ask.
我觉得这不是一个好的问题。
I feel, what if it does?
应该问的，如果成功呢？
What if we're able to help just one person know Jesus?
如果我们能够帮助一个人认识主呢？
Doesn't it talk about the rejoicing of the woman who finds the one coin?
那里讲到那个失去小钱的那个妇人找到那个铜钱的时候，
of the shepherd who leaves the 99 to find the one sheep,
把那个牧人留下了99个羊找到那去寻找那只迷失的羊。
Let's give it a shot.
让我们这样努力。
What is God calling you to walk in His Spirit?
在主让你跟主而行，跟灵而行的时候，跟你说了什么话？
It doesn't have to be a truck. It doesn't have to be silly coffee.
不需要一个军车，也不需要咖啡。
Could be just the way we talk with the person we sit next to at work.
可能就是在你工作旁边跟你同事，跟你聊天的人。
How we treat our spouse on those days that we're already annoyed.
让我们心烦的那些我们的配偶，我们如何的对待他们？
How we talk to our children.
我们跟我们的孩子们如何交谈？
How we love our enemies.
如何爱我们的仇敌？
As you know, I always try to give little things to help us remember the message.
我最后的时候，我总给喜欢给大家小礼物，让大家记得我这篇道。
And so on the back as you exit,
在后面,
there is little pieces of this material back there.
在后面有很多小方块，就是这个这种的。
Please don't hit yourself with a hammer, please. I want you to be able to come back next week.
不用锤子敲自己，下周还要回来。
But maybe when you see it, it'll remind you of the patterns we need to walk by His Spirit.
你看到这时候，我们知道我们应该在主面前跟随主的模式。
To have courage to go to the places He's calling us as we walk by His Spirit.
我们跟着主，跟着灵而行的时候，我们有勇气，去他呼召我们去的地方。
And to the people He's giving us a heart for as we walk by His Spirit.
去那些神在我们心里面感动我们，去向他们接触他们的那群人。
Romans 8 is a beautiful chapter that talks about life in the Spirit.
罗马书第八章讲到很多这个美丽的在灵里面的这个图画。
In verse 31 it says we are more than conquerors.
在这里面，我们说我们得胜有余。
It says, what then shall we say in response to these things in verse 31?
既是这样，还有什么可说的呢？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
神不计爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。 岂不也将把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
And in verse 37, very quickly.
37节。
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
Too often I walked according to the flesh, and I did not get to experience the truth of this verse.
许多的时候我们在肉体中行，我没有经历到这些话的真理。
By walking by His Spirit every day, may we not only read this, but know the beauty of the truth that comes from walking.
每天在主的灵里面而行，不光是我们知道这些事情，而且真正的明白这里面的真理和含义。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
天上的父，我们实在要感谢你。
We thank you so much that you would not spare your own son so that we could have life.
我们感谢你不吝惜自己的爱子，让我们有的那真实的生命。
And your son Jesus himself said he did not come to give life, but to give it in abundance.
主啊，你不光是来这里给我们生命，而且给那丰富的生命。
Forgive us for the times we have settled for works of the flesh when you give us a life in the spirit.
主啊，赦免我们常常这是活在肉体里面，但是你愿意让我们行在灵的里面。
Forgive us for the times we try to bear fruit on our own instead of walking according to your word.
我们也求你赦免我们常常我们靠着自己的力量而行，而不是靠着主你自己的能力。
Would you help us to obey your spirit when we wish to change our patterns?
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们顺着灵而行，你让我们改变我们生活的模式。
Would you help us to obey your spirit when you're leading us to a certain group, places and people?
让我们顺着你的灵而行，让我们带领我们到你所指定的那个地方，你所指定的人群的里面。
Only by your strength.
只唯独靠着你的力量。
Only by your power.
唯独靠着你的能力。
Help us to give you all the glory.
帮助我们把一切荣耀都归给你。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.